Being to order, please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Introduction of staff members.
Jennifer Norwood, Planning and Zoning Manager.
Lauren DeVore, Planner.
Anna Ford, Recording Secretary.
James Sharp, Board's Attorney.
Thank you. I will read our mask policy. We are adopting a different mask policy, which is informally known as the restaurant rule. If you are seated and stationary and at least 6 feet from someone else, you do not need to wear your mask. However, you may choose to wear your mask. If you move around or come up to the podium, please wear your mask. When at the podium, you may remove your mask to speak. You should put your mask back on to return to your seat. Do we have the agenda? Any changes to the agenda?
We have no changes at this time.
Do you have a motion to accept?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the agenda is approved. Approval of minutes for September 21st, 2020.
Madam Chair, I will make a motion to approve the minutes for September 21st, 2020.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0 minutes for September 21st, 2020 are approved. Approval of finding of facts for September 21st, 2020.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we approve the findings of fact for September 21st, 2020.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0. Findings of facts for September 21st, 2020 are approved. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is
time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening and proceed in an orderly fashion to ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chair. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. If the applicant is appearing via teleconference technology, the operator will ask for the applicant. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. Witnesses must come to the podium one at a time, and the podium will be wiped down after each witness. After persons present have spoken with regard to the application, the operator will call for any persons interested in the application who wish to speak. Those individuals will then be sworn in and allowed to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consideration at a future meeting. If you're here for a case listed or old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view or view, remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision, please be advised the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting. For the courtesy of those participating via telephone in this meeting, when you are on the line, we ask that you limit other noises such as televisions and music and conversations with other individuals. Thank you.
Thank you.